This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 2nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem, perfect for a stroll. If you're outdoors, in Haifa, the night air is mild and comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla from earlier today, Hamas is strengthening in Gaza, with 27,000 armed individuals as the region teeters on the brink of conflict. Also, Iran has declared that the IAEA cannot access nuclear sites previously bombed by the U.S., as reported by I-24 News just in. Also this hour, Israel is marking 1,000 days since October 7th with protests and commemorations, as noted by Ynet this morning. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that police have solved a murder in Nazareth where hitmen mistakenly killed a young man. And finally, from Forward, a New York woman faces charges for attempting to fund Palestinian Islamic Jihad, as reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global noted just minutes ago that the Arab world is closely monitoring Israel, speculating about its political future. Seth Frantzman, a commentator, posted recently that Israel has missed peace opportunities with Lebanon and Syria, suggesting broader regional implications. Michal Kotler-Runsch described the October 7th attack as a pivotal moment leading to ongoing threats against Israel and democracies worldwide. Now for more on those stories, starting with Hamas in Gaza. Walla reports that tensions are escalating as the group strengthens its military presence. Israeli defense forces describe the situation as volatile, with civilians struggling to meet basic needs amid fears of a larger conflict. The potential for violence looms large, impacting regional stability. Turning to Iran's nuclear site controversy, Al Jazeera reports on Iran's refusal to allow IAEA inspections at sites the U.S. targeted. Iran's parliament speaker emphasized sovereignty and mistrust of international oversight. This standoff could affect global diplomatic engagements and nuclear negotiations. Meanwhile, Israel's commemoration of October 7th continues throughout the day. Ynet details events including protests and memorials, reflecting on the impact of past conflicts. These activities highlight ongoing tensions and the public's demand for remembrance and justice. In Nazareth, police have made a breakthrough in a murder case. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, mistaken identity led to the fatal shooting of a 21-year-old. The suspects now face trial, underscoring the challenges of violence and law enforcement in the region. Finally, a New York woman faces serious charges. Forward reports she attempted to send funds to a designated terrorist group. This case highlights the international reach of terrorist financing and the vigilance required to prevent it. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Yotam Alroy, co-founder of Mindspace, has launched Pitlane Capital, a fund aimed at supporting entrepreneurs in acquiring small businesses. This move reflects growing investment in innovative ventures. Separately, Benny Meyer, CEO of Modelio, spoke at a conference emphasizing the importance of data security in today's digital age. As reported by CTech, his comments highlight the need for robust encryption technologies. And finally, Globes reports that Rafael has signed a major air defense deal with Romania involving the Spider system. This 2 billion euro agreement marks one of the largest defense sales by an Israeli company, boosting Israel's defense industry profile. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.